Williams in left field hitting third. Ernie Banks playing first, batting cleanup. Ron Santo at third, batting fifth. Lou Brock in center field hitting sixth. Andre Rogers playing shortstop and hitting seventh. Mo Thacker behind the plate, batting eighth. Pitching and batting ninth, Bob Anderson. For the New York Mets, Jim Hickman in right field to lead off. Elio Chacon at shortstop, batting second. Charlie Neal playing second and batting third. Frank Thomas in left field to hit cleanup. Felix Mantilla at third, batting third. Sammy Taylor catching and batting sixth. Gil Hodges returning to the lineup at first base, batting seventh. Joe Christopher in center field, batting eighth. Pitching and batting ninth will be Roger Craig. Right now, Charlie Metro and Casey Stengel are out of the home plate getting together with the umpires for tonight's ball game. So we'll have the game underway in a very few moments. Now leading off in the ball game will be Don Landrum, the right fielder. Landrum, a left-hand hitter, batting at 304. Don came to the Cubs recently, along with Alex Grammuth, in a swap for Bobby Jean Smith and shortstop Darryl Robertson. Metro will run his ball club off the coaching line to third, and Lou Klein is coaching at first. A lot of daylight still remaining as we get underway here just a few minutes after 8 at the Polo Grounds. Mets hoping that they can get strung out now and enjoy their first real successful homestand of the year. Roger Craig has his sign from Sammy Taylor. The windup in the pitch, and it's a strike on the inside corner. Craig out of his windup delivers a swing and a miss on a breaking ball, strike two. Chris Cannizzaro is back with the New York Mets. Chris is in uniform and in the dugout, and he's available for duty. He suffered a dislocated finger on his throwing hand 10 days ago while playing in Rochester in the International League, but he says the swelling has gone down and he's ready to go again. Two strike delivery, curve in the dirt. He tried to get him to go for a bad ball. One ball and two strikes now on Don Landrum. Catcher Harry Chidi has been assigned to Jacksonville of the International League. Nobody on, nobody out. We're just underway here at the Polo Grounds. One ball and two strikes on Don Landrum. In comes the pitch. Inside and low, a fastball by Roger Craig. And the count is even at 2-2. Mantilla wide of the bag at third. Elio Chacon shaded towards second. Neal just a half stride off the rim of the outfield grass in second. Curve in the dirt, and the count goes 3-2. Full count, 3-2 on the leadoff batter, Don Landrum. Ken Hubbs, the second baseman on deck. And then Billy Williams, the left fielder. Here's the payoff pitch to Landrum. A drive hit hard down the right field line. It's a base hit. Waiting for the carry on is Jim Hickman. He's up with it. And Landrum will have to hold with a single. Oh, what a peg coming in from right field by right fielder Jim Hickman. Jim has a real shotgun. A few runners that have tried to take liberties on his throwing arm this year have lived to regret it. Landrum leading off the game with a hard line drive single. The ball was off the wall in the first hop. Now the batter is Kenny Hubbs, the second baseman. Hubbs hitting a very solid 272. Just a rookie with 1 year in pro ball. Last year he played Class B ball at Wenatchee. Right-hand hitter stands deep in the batter's box. And Sammy Taylor says to umpire Stan Landis, this gentleman is standing too deep in the batter's box. Now they take the bat and measure, and the restraining line apparently did not carry it back quite far enough, and so to solve the problem, Stan takes his foot and rubs out the restraining line. Nobody out. Gil Hodge is holding against Don Landrum. Here's the pitch by Craig. Strike called on the outside corner. Billy Williams waiting on deck. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a miss. He had him badly fooled on a big breaking ball. Craig looking in to get his sign from Taylor. A turn and a throw to first, not in time. We'll be passing the scores of all the other games along to you as they come in. Pitch by Craig. Strike three. Breaking ball, he started after it, trying to hold up, and Stan Landis says, "You went too far." He had him badly fooled on a breaking pitch that broke far outside. One man away and one on. Now here is the leading hitter of the National League, Billy Williams. Billy hitting a 347 to face the circuit. He already has 84 base hits this year. Philippe Alou, number two in the National League, batting 341, and Stan Musial is third, hitting 340. Ball one, just off the outside corner. Billy Williams, just a second-year man in the National League, and what a young ball player he is. He was the Rookie of the Year last season. Well on his way toward becoming the Player of the Year this season. A ground ball back to the mound, taken by Craig. He throws to Elio. There's one. That's all they can get. Elio had trouble picking the ball out of his glove and lost any chance he might have had to get two. Doubtful that a strong throw could have accomplished the trick as the ball was slowly hit back to Roger Craig. Two down, a runner on first. The hitter is Ernie Banks. Ernie hitting at 258. 15 home runs and 34 runs batted in. He wrecked the Mets with a three-run homer in the last half of the ninth inning out in Chicago. Pitch to Ernie. Fastball over, strike one call. Mets had the Cubs 4-1 in the last of the ninth inning. Two down, two men on, and Banks at a three-run homer to tie the game. And the Cubs then went on to win the game in the tenth inning. Mets won the series 3-2 when it appeared they might win the series 4-1. On the year, the Mets have beaten the Cubs 6 out of 8 games. The one strike delivery, outside and low, one ball, one strike. Beautiful night for a ball game. You just couldn't ask for a more comfortable evening. Mets mighty happy to be back home in the Polo Grounds. If you happen to be in the vicinity, we hope you'll come on out and join us. Now Craig makes the 1 second stop, turns and throws to first, not in time. The last time Roger pitched against the Cubs, he picked off Lou Brock, and he also picked off Ron Sano. Throw to first, not in time. There isn't a right-hand pitcher in baseball who can pick runners off any better than Roger Craig. The 1-1 pitch, there goes the runner, swing and a foul ball on the ground, coming right straight back. Cubs playing hit and run. Banks fouls the pitch off and they count one ball and two strikes. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the scores of the other games at the end of the inning. There will be very little to report other than the starting pitchers. Right here, we're in the top of the first inning, no score. Billy Williams, who reached on a fielder's choice. On first base, there are two away. Now Craig looking in to Sammy Taylor for his sign. Roger up in pitching position. Throws to first, not in time. Real good to see Gil Hodges back in the lineup. One of the things, of course, that helps Roger Craig in picking off those runners, the fast hands of Hodges. A drive high and deep to left center field. It's way out there. Back goes Joe Christopher. He makes the catch on the warning path. Real good play by Joe Christopher running deep. That ball was really shillelied by Ernie Banks. And it was run down by Joe Christopher with a one-handed grab reaching high over his head on the warning path in distant left center field. Side retired in the first. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. Christopher getting a hand as he comes in from the outfield. And so the score in the middle of the first, the Chicago Cubs nothing, and the New York Mets coming to bat. Now listen to one of the nation's top vocalists with a musical message for you.
Hi, this is Vic Damone. That Rhine Gold extra dry, now that's the beer to buy. Its flavor's brisk and bright, and clearly extra dry. It's New York's favorite brew, the only one for you, because it's dry and true. That's Rhine Gold extra dry. That Rhine Gold extra dry, man, it's got flavor to spare. Brisk and bright and clean clear through. And dry tells you why. Brewed of the choicest ingredients. The long, slow way. No wonder it's the most popular beer in town. The taste of Rhine Gold bright, because it's brewed just right. Brewed long and slow for flavor. Clean and extra dry. That Rhine Gold extra dry. Now that's the beer to buy. It's extra dry, that's why. Have a Rhine Gold beer tonight.
Bob Anderson, hard-throwing right-hander, pitching for the Chicago Cubs in the ninth ball game. When Anderson pitched against the New York Mets out in Chicago, his first start of the year, all of the Mets thought that Anderson threw as hard as any pitcher they had faced all year, with the possible exception of Turk Farrell. Jim Hickman up. A smash to short, taken on a hop by Andre Rogers. Flipped across to Ernie Banks, one down. The ball was hit right on the button by Jim Hickman. Low line drive taken on the first hop. One away and nobody on. Here's Elio Chacon. Little Elio hitting at 256. Elio putting in his first full season as shortstop, just 25 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. The windup pitched by Anderson. In at the knees for a call, strike one. Bob Anderson has won none and lost four. Last year he was 7-10 in relief. Outside and high. One ball, one strike. He pitched a real good ball game against the New York Mets in Chicago. That was the game the Cubs came from behind to win in the 10th inning after Banks hit the three-run homer in the ninth. A looping drive to short right center field, racing in is the beautiful sliding diving catch by Don Landrum, the right fielder. What a play. Don Landrum, the right fielder, came racing in. The only way he could catch the ball was to slide as though he were sliding into a base to get his glove in under that ball, and he did it to perfection. Beautiful play by Don Landrum to rob Elio Chacon of a base hit. Now Charlie Neal batting, two outs and nobody on. Landrum, the young outfielder acquired from the Cardinals, has good speed, and he made a great play then. Neal holds up on the pitch, a fastball high, one ball and no strike. Charlie hitting at 285. He is 33-33 on the 10-game road trip. Down comes the pitch, outside and low. Ball 2, 2-0. Drive here. Happy to be sending you the game from the Polo Grounds and the opener of the 13-game homestand. Remember, tomorrow is Camera Day as well as Ladies Day here at the Polo Grounds. Those of you bringing your cameras will be admitted into the field boxes at 12 for 45 minutes of picture snapping. The windup, 2-0 pitch. Raked foul back into the screen. Two balls and a strike. Pitching 2-1. Ground smash hit towards second. Fielded by Kenny Hubb. He pegs to Ernie Banks, and the Mets are out in order in their half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. So Big Bob Anderson, with a strong assist from the right fielder Don Landrum, retires the Mets 1-2-3 in the last half of the first inning. At the end of one, the score, the Cubs nothing, and the New York Mets nothing. Now let's check the scores of the other games. Here's the action for tonight in the National League. The Houston Colt 45s are on the West Coast at Dodger Stadium playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. That game will not start until 11 p.m. in New York. Here are the warm-ups at Pittsburgh for the Milwaukee Braves. Tony Cloninger, one win and one loss. Earl Francis pitching for the Pirates. Both of those clubs, Milwaukee Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates, are playing good ball now. Braves will be coming in here on Monday for a night game, Tuesday a day game, and a Wednesday doubleheader. The St. Louis Cardinals will be at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. That game starts at 11:15 tonight in New York. At the end of one inning in Philadelphia, the Phils lead Cincinnati 2-0 on a two-run homer by Tony Gonzalez. Jim Maloney, who came back up from San Diego, pitching for Cincinnati, and Art Mahaffey is on the mound for the Phillies. They're underway in Cleveland. The Yankees did not score off Mudcat Grant in the first. Ralph Terry will pitch for the Yankees. The Red Sox play at Detroit, 9 o'clock in New York. Minnesota will be at Kansas City. That's 10 o'clock here. Baltimore did not score off Don Rudolph in the first inning in Washington. Mel Pappas, 6-3 on the year for the Birds. The Angels and White Sox play at Comiskey Park, a 9 o'clock game. Ron Santo, the hitter, and the pitch is outside and low, ball one. Ron Santo, the third baseman, leading off. Lou Brock, the center fielder, on deck. And then Andre Rogers. Roger Craig looking in to get his sign from Sammy Taylor. Winds and pitches. A ground ball hit down to third. Mantilla digs it out of the dirt. Pegs to Hodges, one down. Mantilla getting Ron Santo with plenty to spare. He had him by about four running strides. One away, nobody out. That brings up the center fielder, Lou Brock. Now, Brock is a left-hand hitter. He's only a rookie. He was in Class C ball last year, and he's jumped all the way to the National League. He won his spurs primarily with a great year in the Arizona Instructional League. And he's doing quite a job for the Cubs. Strike one call. Brock hitting at 259. He has some power. He has hit 6 home runs and knocked 18 runs in. And he can really fly. A foul pop-up toward the backstop. Mask in hand. Sam Taylor, no play. The ball is out of reach. On. We're in the top of the second. Next pitch by Roger Craig. In the dirt, he wouldn't be tempted. One ball and two strikes. Roger, a controlled pitcher.
when he gets out in front of the hitter. He really tries to tease him with a bad ball. Pitching 1-2. Outside, and the count is even now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Craig is one of those pitchers that you're rarely concerned when he goes behind a hitter 3-0. Roger not only has the control and the pitching know-how, but he's one of the best competitors in the game. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hits foul down the first baseline. Count remains at 2-2 on the speedy Lou Brock, the left-handed batting center fielder. Brock from Monroe, Louisiana. He will be 23 years old in just a couple of days. He attended Southern University. A smash off the glove of Craig on into center field for a base hit. Roger just about had it. Ball was hit very hard by Lou Brock. Ripped back through the box. Craig partially got a glove on it. Changed the direction of the ball just a little bit, but didn't slow it up much. Base hit to center field for Lou Brock. And that brings up Andre Rutsch. Rodgers hit 19 home runs and knocked 89 runs in. Foul ball walked it out of play. Strike one. Beg your pardon, last year he had 6 home runs and knocked 23 runs in. We were checking his overall total. He's been tried at a number of different positions, first, second, short, and in the outfield. Right-hand batter with some power. There goes the runner. The pitch outside. The pick by Taylor. The slide. Safe at second. Brock steals the base. Close play. Charlie Neal slapping the tag on, but not in time. Sammy Taylor's peg, which he had to really put something on, was in the dirt, but Neal handled it without trouble. But Brock slides in with a stolen base. Stolen 8 out of 10 attempts. So Brock sets himself up in scoring position. 1 ball and 1 strike on Andre Rodgers. On second, no score. We're in the top of the second inning. A single day game tomorrow. Tomorrow is Ladies' Day and Camera Day, and then a doubleheader on Sunday. Now Craig checks the runner. Pitch to Rodgers. A ground ball hit down the third baseline. Foul. Foul by about a foot. Taylor walking out toward the mound now to talk to Roger. Cubs as a team have good power. They have hit 63 home runs this year. The Mets have hit 52. Pickoff play. Throw to second, not in time. Neal cutting in to take the peg from Roger Craig. Now around comes the arm. Breaking ball outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock, leading off second. He singled to center. Stole second, his eighth stolen base of the year. Count now 2-2 on Andre Rogers with Mo Thacker waiting on deck. Pitching 2-2. Bounced foul. He just barely got a piece of that one. Charlie Metro pacing up and down the lines at third with Luke Lyon coaching at first. Plate umpire Stan Landis walking out toward the mound is motioning out toward the center field bleachers, something that seems to be a distraction for the hitter. Two balls and two strikes on Andre Rogers. Now Roger makes the 1 second stop. Here's his pitch. Fouled again. It goes back into the Chicago Cub dugout. Ernie Banks left his feet in a hurry to get out of the way of that one. Boy, it really seems pleasant here after that weather we had in Houston for that series. You could fry an egg on the sidewalk, and the minute the sun went down, the mosquitoes came out. Pitching 2-2. A high fly hit deep to right field. Back on the warning path is Hickman. Near the wall, he reaches up. It pops out of his glove as he bangs against the wall. Around third, hitting in his Brock. The relay throw by Neil the slide. Safe on a close play. Close play at the plate. Safe at home is Lou Brock. Jim Hickman had the ball caught against the right field wall, but his impact as he banged into the wall jarred the ball out of his glove. It hit the ground. He grabbed it, pegged at Charlie Neal. Neal whirled and made a real good relay throw to Sammy Taylor. And on a close play at the plate, Lou Brock comes in to score. So score the base hit for Andre Rogers and a run batted in, and the Cubs go out in front 1-0. It'll be scored a double for Rogers. Now the hitter is Mo Thacker. Thacker, the catcher, right-hand batter, hitting at 257. Pitch by Craig. Ground foul, hit down the third baseline, stabbed bare-handed by Charlie Metro. Well, Jim Hickman had that ball caught as he reached up against the right field wall, but as he hit the wall, jarred the ball out of his glove. Pitched by Craig to Thacker, outside and low. One ball and one strike. Strike on Mo Thacker. Pitch by Craig. A curve hit foul off the plate going down the third baseline. Last year, Dick Bertel handled most of the catching for the Chicago Cubs, backed up by Sammy Taylor. This year, Bertel is in the Army Monday through Friday. He's at Fort Knox, Kentucky, guarding our money for us. Gets away on the weekend to play baseball with the Chicago Cubs. Mo Thacker. Melvin Tappy lately have been dividing up the catching duties. Last year, Thacker divided the year between the Cubs and Houston. A pickoff play, throw to second, not in time. Little Elio dashing over for the throw from Roger Craig. Down at Houston early last year, but when Sammy Taylor split a finger, they brought him up. Curve outside and low. Two balls and two strikes. Backer started out in the New York Yankee organization. He's out of Louisville, Kentucky. Big fellow, 6'3", 210. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Giving that one all he had, crashed into the bullpen bench, 422 feet from home plate in left center field. That was the Chicago Cub bullpen. That ball really hit by pitcher Bob Anderson. Cubs out in front now, 2-0. Cubs have 2 runs on 3 hits here in the top of the second. Batter now is Don Landrum leading off. Craig out of his way and pitches. Inside and low, it's ball one. Thomas doing some knee bends out in the outfield to check and make sure those knees are all right after crashing into the bullpen bench. Thomas, after a long, long run, found the ball still beyond his reach. Bob Anderson hitting that ball well over 400 feet. Fast ball over, a call strike. One ball and one strike. Anderson, a big fellow, he has a lot of strength. Anytime he can get his weight into one, he can really give it a ride, and he did that one. Inside and low, Landrum laying off of it, 2 balls and a strike. Two men down, top of the second. Brock singled, stole second, scored on a double by Rogers. Rogers came in on the triple by pitcher Bob Anderson. A smash and hard caught by Gil Hodges. Hard line drive caught by Gil Hodges to retire the side. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left on in the top half of the second. The score at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Cubs 2 and the New York Mets nothing. Now, before Frank Thomas comes up to lead off the home second, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your radio dial. Well, the time now is 24 minutes before 9 o'clock, the temperature 78 degrees.
With Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner, last of the second, Mets trailing by 2 as they come up against Bob Anderson. Frank hoping the Polo Grounds will be the right tonic for him to help him break out of a batting slump. Frank, at the very peak of the year, during an 18-game hitting streak, had a batting average that soared to .335. Frank now hitting at .294. Baseball has always been a game of streaks and slumps. Fastball thrown by Bob Anderson is taken. 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson, the big right-hander, winds and pitches. A high pop fly to shallow right center field. Backpedaling, Kenny Hubbs, the second baseman, takes it over his shoulder for the out. One away and nobody on. Now the last of the second. That brings up Felix Mantilla. Felix hitting at 277. Felix has been rested of late with Cliff Cook, given a chance to break into the ballgame. Against the Chicago Cubs this year, Felix has done well with 5 for 13, hitting 385. Now the windup pitched by Anderson drives him back from the plate. Ball 2, 2-0. Over the head, around comes the arm. Fastball right in there, 2-1. He's just pumping. Anderson, a right-hander with a real good fastball, and he's going with it a great deal here in the first two innings of the game. He throws what the ball players call a heavy ball. It's hard to get any distance out of it when you hit it. Pitching 2-1. A line drive caught by the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Rogers lunging off to his left. Made a glove-handed grab on a hard line drive hit by Felix Mantilla. That ball was really stung by Felix. Two outs and nobody on. That brings up Sammy Taylor. Sammy was hitting the ball hard in the last road trip. He wasn't pulling the ball very much. He was hitting a lot of drives straight away to center. They were being tracked down in the outer reaches. A high fly hit the left field, back a little bit deep, moving back Billy Williams to the edge of the warning path, and he takes it for the out. Side retired in the last half of the second, three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. So at the end of two, the score here at the Polo Grounds, the Chicago Cubs 2, and the New York Mets, nothing. Thank you, Bob Murphy. Roger Craig in the mound. He'll be pitching to Ken Hobbs here in the top of the third. Roger, right-hander. On the first pitch to Ken, hit sharply down to Mantilla. He knocks it down, picks it up, throws, and dives. Felix Mantilla took that hard smash after one bounce, one in the chest. Now Mantilla looking for some help. Edie Chacon going over to talk to him. He took that right on his chest. Didn't get a bit of glove on the ball. Fine play by Felix Mantilla. Now Gus Marsh coming out in the field. Couldn't be too serious. He might have the signature of Warren Giles on his chest for about 3 or 4 days, but that signature coming off of the ball. But he's all right. I think just a little bit winded. Well, that's one thing about third basemen. They have to get in front of that ball, and Mantilla did a fine job on that one. One out now as we move to the second man in the batting order. In this inning, it will be Billy Williams. Now Gus Marsh coming off. Mantilla is all right. Cubs have 2 runs on 4 hits. The Mets have no runs. They're looking for their first hit. The batter. He leads the National League in hitting. And the first pitch to him by Roger Craig is down low, ball one. Williams has hit a home run off all the National League clubs with the exception of Houston. Next pitch to him is a call strike at the knees. Roger with a slider. One ball, one strike. Today is Billy Williams' 24th birthday. 24 years old today. 1-1 pitch to him. Topped out in front of the plate. Roger Craig coming on quickly. Now will have to hurry. He throws just in time.
Got him by a half step. Two men out now. Roger Craig in a fine play. Williams gets down the line very well. And, of course, that good speed aids him in his batting title race. So two outs, and the batter will be Ernie Banks. Ernie flat out to deep center field his first time up. He has 15 home runs for the year. Batting right-handed. He stands fairly deep in the batter's box. And the first pitch to him, a fastball, and it's fouled out towards the right side. Gil Hodges going over by the box seat, tries to make it, can't hold on the ball. Didn't get his glove on the ball, in fact. So it'll go as a strike. Gil still bothered by the injured knee. You can see him limp very perceptibly. So a one strike count and Ernie Banks with two outs in the top of the third inning, the 2-0 game cut. Ernie this year has hit three home runs in one ball game, and that was right after he was beat. Came right back and picked up three home runs in the double. Roger Craig with a one-strike pitch to Banks. Change up that's outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Frank Thomas in left field playing a deep left field. Joe Christopher fairly deep in center. Jim Hickman in right also deep and straight away. Outfield straight away. 1-1 pitch to Ernie is down low, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Banks hitting 258 at the start of the ball game. Two balls and one strike as Craig comes back. A bouncy ball down to third. Mantilla to his left, up with the ball, underhands to first base to get Banks for out number three. So in the inning, Roger Craig retired the side in order, and the score at the end, the 2.5 innings of play. The Chicago Cubs do, the New York Mets nothing. Fiberglass right now as Gil Hodges comes to bat. Gil Hodges back in the starting lineup. Playing at first base, and as he comes out of the dugout, he gets a fine hand. He is easily the most popular Met player. In fact, probably the most popular player to play in the Polo Ground. Gil batting 313. And on the mound, Bob Anderson completing his warm-up pitches to throw down to the second baseman, Ken Hubbs, over to the shortstop, Andre Rogers, to the third baseman, Ron Sano, and back to the mound. Ernie Banks at first base. The catcher is Mo Thacker. Outfield composed of the National League's leading batter, Billy Williams in left field. Lou Brock, a young rookie in center field. And Don Landrum from the St. Louis Cardinals in right field. Bob Anderson's first pitch to Gil Hodges is a fastball up high, ball one. 2-0 game, Cubs lead. Mets defeated the Cubs in their series in Chicago, 3-2, and they actually had one other pretty well wrapped up, but lost it with two outs and two strikes on the batter. 1-0 pitch to Gil. Slider that's down outside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. So far in the ball game, Bob Anderson has retired six men in order through two innings of play. It's the bottom half of the third. Big right-hander with the 2-0 pitch to Gil. It's popped up out in front of home plate, coming over into foul territory, the third baseman. He is there, and he makes the catch. So Ron Santo picks up Gil Hodges for out number one, and the batter now is Joe Christopher. Joe Christopher in center field, batting right-handed, batting 206. Anderson, his last out was a nine-inning performance against the New York Mets in Chicago.
Through nine innings in that ball game, he gave up seven hits, allowed four runs, only two earned. Cubs won it 5-4 when Banks hit a home run with two outs and two strikes on him and two men on to tie it up at 4-4. Cubs went on to win it in extra innings. They won it 5-4. First pitch to Joe Christopher. Curveball over, strike one. Now Anderson back to the plate. A curveball. This one a good one right at the knees. Strike two. Big curveball by Bob Anderson. Anderson has a good fastball. That's his best pitch. And he also sets it off with a change of speeds in his curveball. Now he winds for the two-strike pitch to Christopher. This one is down low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Mets trail by two. They have yet to score, yet to get a base hit. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball that hangs inside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. National League. The Dodgers still hold a two-game edge over the San Francisco Giants. The Giants have been playing way off their league-leading pace of the early part of the season. There's a fastball that just misses low. Ball three. And Anderson comes down off the mound on that one. He thought he had it. So now, Joe Christopher all the way down the line. Three balls and two strikes with one out. The on-deck batter, Roger Craig. Three balls and two strikes as Anderson winds and deals back to the plate. This one is low, ball four. So Joe Christopher, after having a two-strike, no-ball count, walks to first base for the first walk issued. He becomes the first base runner off of Bob Anderson, and the batter now is Roger Craig. Roger batting 0-5-0. He has one hit and 20 times at bat. Bats from the right-hand side. One out, Joe Christopher at first base. Cuts two, Mets nothing. And the first pitch to Craig is way inside, ball one. That one moved him away from the plate. One ball, no strike. Craig now looking down at Solly Hemus, the third base coach. At first base, Cookie Lavaggetto. Never forget that base hit, that pinch hit base hit by Cookie in the World Series to break up Bevin's no-hitter and give the game to the Dodgers. 1-0 pitch to Roger Craig. Up high, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And now Mo Thacker walks it back to the mound. Pittsburgh Pirates have certainly been hot. They are now only 6.5 games behind the league leaders, the Dodgers. St. Louis also coming back after a 8-game losing streak. They trail by 7.5. The Cincinnati Reds 7.5 back. Race is tightening up. 2-0 pitch to Roger Craig. A fastball right through, strike one. Roger taking all the way. The count now, two balls and one strike. On deck batter, Jim Hickman, the leadoff man. Now Craig into the stretch at the plate. And the pitch back to him is high for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Joe Christopher at first base with a big lead. And Craig looking down at Solly Hemus. Well, here's a spot. The hit and run could be put on. Doesn't have to be. It could be. Craig knows how to bat. Not a good hitter, but he knows how to defend against the pitcher. He knows how to keep the bat in the ball. 3-1 pitch. Christopher does not go. The pitch is hit down the right field line. Over by the wall, going back there, the right fielder. He goes back, comes on in and makes the catch. And the throw to first base easily dubs Joe Christopher up. On that play, Don Landrum went back to the wall. Looked as though the ball might be in. Then at the last second, he came in to make the catch as the wind held it up. Joe Christopher, who was not running on the play, moved on down towards second base, thinking the ball might be in. And then when Landrum got the ball, he was easily doubled, returning to first base. And that ends the inning. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, no hits. There were no errors, one walk, no one left. And the score at the end of three innings of play. The Chicago Cubs, 2 runs on 4 hits. The New York Mets, no runs and no hits. Through three innings now, the Cubs lead 2-0, and they bat here in the top of the fourth. Roger Craig in the mound. He'll be working to his leadoff man, Ron Santo. Santo right into batter, and he takes outside, ball one. Santo 0 for 1 in the game. He grounded out to third. Next pitch to him, a curveball hit down to short. Elio Chacon up with the ball, throws to first base in time, out number one. And he also has picked up a putout, so he has been involved in 2 plays. That means he has handled 94 chances without an error. He's been playing fine ball. Here's the next batter. It's Lou Brock, and he takes low, ball one. I bet you can't guess who holds the all-time record for chances accepted by a Major League shortstop. 1 ball, no strikes. Lou Brock takes low again, ball two. Well, it happens to be an ex-New York Giant. Did that give you enough of a clue? Did you think of Buddy Kerr? He handled 383 chances without an error. There's a bouncing ball right back to Roger Craig. He takes it on one bounce, so is the first base in time. Out number two. Yes, sir. Buddy Kerr has the all-time Major League record for shortstops and handling chances. 383. In the American League, the record's held by a fellow Venezuelan of Elio Chacon's, Chico Carrasquel. Here's Andre Rogers, and the first pitch to him is a curveball that's over for a strike. 2-0 game. The Cubs lead it. Now Craig back to Rogers. This one is way inside, and it nicks him on the arm. So Rogers goes down to first base. He was hit by a pitch ball. And as he goes by Roger Craig, he sends out a little verbal message. Man at first with 2 outs in the batter, Mo Thacker. Rogers has 1 of the runs batted in the ball game. Anderson has the other. Rogers had doubled in the second inning to drive in Lou Brock from second base. Two balls and no strikes. Rogers down at first base now. And the batter is Mo Thacker. The catcher bats right-handed. He was out on strikes in his only time at bat. He bats 257. The first pitch to him outside, ball one. In the third inning, Roy Sievers has hit a grand slam home run to add 4 more runs to the Philadelphia Phillies total. There's a strike call to Thacker. 1 ball, 1 strike. Phillies now lead Cincinnati by a score of 6-0. And that's the 9th Grand Slam home run of Roy Sievers' career. And his first since coming over to the National League. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runner at first base, and he draws a throw there from Roger Craig, but Rogers gets back in time. Two outs, a 2-0 game cut. Again a throw. This one's a soft one. Again, Andre Rogers safely there. Thacker batting in the eighth position. The pitcher is the next man. There's a quick throw. This time, Rogers has to hustle back, but he makes it. Now the pitch back to the plate is a called strike. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. The home plate umpire calling time to allow Thacker back into the batter's box. Craig set, looks at first, goes there, and this time Rogers just about doesn't get back. But he makes it, a very close play. Craig with a fine move to first base. Thacker's being played straight away in the outfield and very shallow in center and in right. Next pitch to him, a curve outside, ball two. So the count now, two balls, two strikes, two outs. 2-0 ball game, Cubs lead. Roger Craig, back to Mo Thacker. The runner going, the pitch is popped up down the right field foul line. Going back is Gil Hodges, and it drops in foul territory. Jim Hickman threw on home, not knowing for sure whether the ball was fair or foul. It was that close, but it was called foul by first base umpire Benny Smith. Now, while we wait for the runners to return to their respective bases, we'll take this opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
To you from the Polo Grounds in New York. Now back to first base, Andre Rogers, Mo Thacker back in the batter's box, and the count holding at two balls and two strikes. Craig to the plate as the runner goes. The pitch is full. The throw to second base is in time. Fine throw by Sammy Danner to get Andre Rogers. He didn't even slide. He had no chance. And the pitch was called. Ball three, and Roger Craig asked the umpire, Stan Landis, as he came towards the foul line, how come that one was ball three? But it made no difference, and that retires the side. In the inning for the Chicago Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left the score at the end. Three and one half innings of play. The Chicago Cubs 2, the New York Mets nothing. You know, fans, you take a look at modern art, and to the average guy like me, well, some of it is pretty difficult to understand. But let me tell you, there is one modern art that's easy to understand, and that's the modern brewer's art as it's practiced at Rheingold. Yes, sir, anyone can understand taste. Rheingold has a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold tastes so good. Master brewers at Rheingold select only the choicest ingredients. Brew them the long, slow, costlier way for, well, a modern beer that's truly a masterpiece. Rheingold extra dry. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. So why don't you enjoy a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold right now? Right now, as we move to the New York Mets half of the fourth inning. They're coming to bat now, and they'll send up Jim Hickman. They need two to tie. Cubs have two runs on four hits. The Mets have no runs, and they have yet to pick up a base hit off of Bob Anderson. If you're scoring on the attempted steal by Andre Rogers, the throw went from the catcher, Sammy Taylor, to the second baseman, Charlie Neal. 2-4. If the pitch had been called a strike when Roger Craig threw the 2-2 pitch, it would have benefited the New York Mets. Craig asking for the strike because that would have meant that Thacker would have been out. He will now lead off in the fifth inning. And if Thacker had been out, the pitcher would have had to lead off. And any ball club likes to see the pitcher lead off an inning. So Roger Craig looking for the strikeout rather than the out on the attempted steal. Here's Jim Hickman leading off for the Mets. And the first pitch to him is hit to center field. Deep to center field. Lou Brock going back there has room. He turns and makes the catch. So Hickman, who had grounded out to short, now has flied out to deep center field. He is 0 for 2. The first out here in the fourth, and the batter is Elu Chacon. Elu Chacon, who has retired on a great play by the right fielder, John Landrum, his first time up. Landrum came in on his looping line drive and made a flighty one-handed catch right off of the grass. Elio started the ball game inning 256. And the first pitch to him is a fastball. It's over on the outside corner, strike one. Now Bob Anderson, the 6'4" right-hander, back to the plate. And the one-strike pitch is low for ball one. One ball, one strike. In the National League, two games going. Milwaukee 1, Pittsburgh nothing through 1.5. Cloninger and Francis. Jones a home run in the first. Philadelphia 6, Cincinnati nothing, with Philadelphia batting in the bottom of the third. There's a ground ball hit down to second base. Ken Hubbs to his left, up with the ball, throws to first base for out number two. Two up and two down, and Charlie Neal the batter. In that Cincinnati-Philadelphia game, it's Maloney making a start for the Cincinnati Reds. He was down at San Diego. Howie Nunn was sent down to San Diego when he was recalled. Mahaffey is going for the Philadelphia Phillies. Right here, the score of this ball game in the National League, 2-0 in favor of the Cubs, bottom half of the fourth. And Johnny Neal, a right-handed batter, and the first pitch to him gets by all the way through to the screen off the catcher's glove, ball one. In the American League, two games under play right now. No score, New York-Cleveland to 2.5. Terry and Grant. And Baltimore 1, Washington 1 after 2.5. Next pitch to Johnny Neal, a curveball outside, ball two. In that game, Pappas pitching for the Orioles and Rudolph going for Washington. Washington red hot. They've been playing fine ball. That's the baseball action right now. And the action here, two balls and no strikes to Charlie Neal. He swings at the next pitch and pops it up down the right field side. Ernie Banks going over to the foul line. He can't get to it as the ball goes into the lower box seat. So the count now, two balls and one strike. At the start of a long homestand, they play the Cubs in a day game tomorrow, Ladies' Day, also Camera Day, and Father's Day, a doubleheader on Sunday. A 2-1 pitch to Charlie, swung on, foul straight back, two balls, two strikes. Then the Milwaukee Braves come into town. They will play a night game on Monday night. Warren Spahn, Eddie Matthews, that group. A day game on Tuesday and a doubleheader on Wednesday. So Milwaukee coming in with their crew. They've been playing good ball, too. Hank Aaron with that bunch. Lou Burdette. Some real stars in the National League. After Milwaukee will be the Houston Gold 45. Funny, National League baseball action your way through the next 10 days. There's a swing and a miss by Johnny Neal, and he goes down on strike. That is the first strikeout picked up by Bob Anderson to retire the side. In the inning, the Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors. And the score through four innings of play. The Chicago Cubs, two runs on four hits. They've made no errors. The Mets have no runs, have no hits, and have made no errors. And now as we move to the top of the fifth, once again, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Bob Murphy. Thank you very much, Ralph. As we go along now to the fifth inning, Mo Thacker, who was hitting when Andre Rogers was out stealing, will be leading off in the top half of the fifth. Chicago, two runs on four hits and no errors. The New York Mets, no runs, no hits, and no errors.
Bob Anderson, used exclusively in relief last year by the Chicago Cubs and in relief altogether this year until the last visit by the Mets to the Windy City. Given his first start by Charlie Metro, he pitched a great ball game, although he did not figure in the decision. And again tonight, he looks very tough to handle. When you talk about fastball pitchers around the major leagues today, you certainly have to include big blonde young right-hander Bob Anderson. Anderson is one of those pitchers that most of us normally don't associate with being a young pitcher because he's been around for a while, but nonetheless, he is still young. Very hard-throwing right-hander. Now Mo Thacker up in the top half of the fifth inning. Pitched by Roger Craig, grounded foul down the third baseline, taken by manager Charlie Metro. Mo Thacker, the right-hand batter waiting, swings and misses, strike two on a letter high fastball. Thacker was struck out by Roger Craig in the second inning. Cubs lead 2-0. They scored their two runs in the second on a single and a stolen base by Lou Brock, a double by Andre Rogers, and a triple by Bob Anderson. A line drive over second into center field for a base hit. So Mo Thacker hitting a two-strike pitch is on with a line drive into center field. That's base hit number five for the Cubs and brings up their pitcher, Bob Anderson. Anderson from Hammond, Indiana. 6'4", 210 pounds. Even with the bag at third, ready to move in the event of a bunt, and a throw to first by Craig done in time. Anderson, right-hand batter, a throw to first, Hodges ducking back to the bag to take the throw, and again not in time. Lenny Smith umpiring at first, Mel Steiner and Dusty Bacchus at second and third, with Big Stan Landis behind the plate. He's around the bunt, bunts, fair ball out in front of the plate, Craig up with it, the only play is to first, Neal covering the throw, one down. So Bob Anderson gives up his turn at bat, trying to help build a run, moving Thacker into scoring position. One away and one on, and the batter now will be the right fielder, Don Landrum, hitting a 3-10. Landrum has singled to right and hit a hard line drive that Gil Hodges plucked out of the air. So he's one hit and two times up. Left-handed line drive hitter, but he has occasional power, and he can really fly. Very tough man to double up. Right here, it's Mo Thacker on second, one man down. In comes the pitch. Outside and low, it's ball one. In Washington, the Orioles scored four in the fourth inning. They now lead Washington 5-2 at the end of four innings. Home runs in the game by Jackie Brand and by Jim Hicks. Pitch by Craig, a ground ball hit towards second base. Mantilla is up with it, throws near second. A wide throw that goes over toward the dugout, bounds away. On his way to third is Thacker, and going to second is Don Landrum. Elio Chacon with a wide throw. It's going to be an error charged against Elio, and the first one that he has drawn in a long time. Elio had 92 chances coming into this game without an error. His view was blocked off on his throw to first base because he was moving towards second, and the runner, Mo Thacker, had him blocked off just for a moment. Elio came up with the ball, hesitated. He pumped twice before throwing, and by the time he turned the throw loose, it was too late. He couldn't get Don Landrum. He then threw the ball wide of the reach of Gil Hodges, into foul territory. And the Cubs now have runners on second and third, one down. The batter is Kenny Hubbs. The first error drawn by Elio Chacon and 95 chances. Now the Mets bring the infield in with runners on second and third, one down. Now Roger Craig checks the defense. Here's the windup. Pitch to Hubs. A call strike on the outside corner. Mo Thacker on third. Don Landrum on second, one man out. Landrum hit the ground ball sharply. Chacon made a good play in fielding the grounder and gliding over towards second. He fielded the ball near second. Next pitch by Craig, a swing and a miss, strike two. Roger Craig trying to reach back with a little something extra in this situation. Cubs in front, 2-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Third inning in Cleveland. Yankees nothing, Cleveland nothing. Ralph Terry against Mudcat Grant. Kenny Hubbs 0 for 2 in the game. Rookie second baseman hitting at 270. Mets with the defense in. Now Craig winding the 2-strike pitch. Strike 3 call. Kenny Hubbs caught looking, and Craig fans him on 3 pitches. Now there are 2 away, and the infield will drop back to the Mets as Billy Williams, the National League's leading batter, comes up to hit. Third strikeout for Roger Craig. Runners on second and third, 2 men down. Has been up twice, reached on a fielder's choice, and grounded out pitcher to first. Tall left-hand hitter stands upright, feet not too far apart. In comes the pitch, a ground ball slashed towards second. It's up the middle for a base hit. Thacker is in to score. Here's Landrum around third. He'll come in to score, and the Cubs are out in front 4-0. Billy Williams picking up his 39th and 40th runs batted in on a ground single up the middle. Now 4-0 in the top of the fifth inning, and the hitter is Ernie Banks. Ernie has flied deep to left center. Christopher made a fine catch and grounded out third to first. Foul ball wafted back over our booth and out of play. Yankees nothing, Cleveland nothing. The mound duel between Ralph Terry and Mudcat Grant. 1-strike count on Ernie Banks. Billy Williams on second. Throw to first, not in time. Pitch by Craig. The runner goes. Here's the peg by Taylor. The slide. He is out at second base. Charlie Neal putting the tag on Billy Williams. A strong throw by Sammy Taylor. Once again, Sammy Taylor guns down a would-be base stealer. In the fifth inning for the Chicago Cubs, they tally 2 runs. 2 hits, 1 error, and none left on. So we've come halfway. At the end of 4.5 innings, the score, the Chicago Cubs 4 and the New York Mets nothing. And coming up now, a musical pitch with an interesting switch.
This is Tito Rodriguez for Rheingold Extra Dry.
Rheingold El Brindis, perfecto. Para todos, familia.
México. De sabor sin igual, la cerveza ideal. Tome Rheingold, bien fría y verá.
In Spanish, it's magnífica. In English, it's great. In any language, it's Rheingold extra dry. Rheingold is brewed longer and slower for flavor that's clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Want to try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Thomas 0 for 1 in the game, hit a pop fly to the second baseman, Ken Hubbs, his first time up. Here's the windup. In comes the pitch, a foul ball back into the screen. Well, Gene Mock, fiery little manager of the Phillies, can kind of settle back in his dugout and relax. Phillies scored 10 runs in the last half of the third inning. They lead Cincinnati 12-0 at the end of three. Outside and low, one ball, one strike. Four of the 10 runs in the third came in on a grand slam by Roy Seaver. For Roy, the ninth of his career, he's found a four-way tie for second with Hodges, the leader, with 14. Ground ball hit down to third. Right over the bag, a fair ball off the glove now of the third baseman, Sano, and Thomas is on. It'll be an error charged on Ron Sano. From here, it looked as though the ball might have grazed the third base bag, making it a tough one for Sano to play. So Thomas reaches safely on the error charged to Ron Sano, and the hitter now is Felix Mantilla. Strike one call. Felix hit a hard line drive that was caught by shortstop Andre Rogers his first time up. Ball hit by Mantilla, and the ball hit by Hickman, the two best hit off Bob Anderson so far in the game. Anderson has not given up a hit. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Fastball outside. One ball, one strike. Cubs out in front, 4-0 in the home half of the fifth inning. Day game tomorrow, and tomorrow is Ladies' Day as well as Camera Day. Anderson, 26-year-old right-hander, checks the runner. Now the pitch. Goes to a curve, and it misses. Ball two, 2-1. He hasn't thrown many curveballs. He's just been reaching back and really humming that fastball. He was used in relief 45 times and started 12 ball games. He was in 57 games altogether. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground ball past the mound over second into center field for a base hit. Thomas around second will hold there. Brock takes the ball back in. They were playing Mantilla to hit the ball up the middle, and the ball was just about grabbed by second baseman Kenny Hubbs. The base hit by Mantilla and the first of the ball game off Bob Anderson. Here comes Charlie Metro out of the dugout for the Cubs. He's walking toward the mound. No warm-up action going. Anderson had not given up a hit until that ground single up the middle by Felix Mantilla. Charlie Metro out on the mound talking to his pitcher, Bob Anderson. In the sixth inning at Cleveland, Al Luplo has hit a two-run homer. And the Indians go out in front of the Yankees by a score of 2-0. coming alive here at the Polo Ground. Sammy Taylor waiting. Pitch to Sammy, a curve against the inside corner for a call strike. Mets trying to get it going here in the home half of the fifth inning. Frank Thomas on second, Felix Mantilla on first. Nobody out. Gil Hodges on deck, and then Joe Christopher. Ken McKenzie giving the sign to start warming up in the bullpen for New York. And now Mo Thacker is going to make a trip to the mound. The Mets get something going here in their half of the fifth inning. Casey has McKenzie up and warming up. The Mets getting down towards the end of their batting order. Al Luplo, a two-run homer in the Cleveland sixth. Cleveland still hitting last of the six, leading New York Yankees 2-0. Here are the warm-ups at Detroit. Gene Conley for the Red Sox. Don Mossy for Detroit. The end of four. Baltimore 5. Washington 2. The warm-ups at Chicago. Ken McBride for the Angels. An early win for the White Sox. Now Anderson ready. In comes his pitch. Fastball inside. Taylor has to step back. One ball and one strike. Pitching 1-1. Swing and a miss and a slow breaking ball thrown by Bob Anderson. Big right-hander gave him a lot of motion and a slow curve, and Sammy went right after it. One ball and two strikes. Frank Thomas leading off second. Felix Mantilla off first. Nobody out. Cubs playing Sammy Taylor as a pull hitter. Infield around toward right. Now the stretch. Pitching 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Anderson, who has been relying on his fastball, went to his curveball to get Sammy Taylor, and here comes Gil Hodges. They go to the seventh inning at Yankee State at Cleveland now, with Cleveland in front 2-0 on the two-run homer by Al Luplo. Gil 0 for 1, fouled out to the third baseman Ron Santo his first time up. Anderson up in pitching position. Around comes the arm. Ground ball bounced slowly toward third, racing in. Santo throw to second for one. That's all they can get as Mantilla goes hard into the second baseman Kenny Hubb. Now the Mets have runners at the corners, runners on first and third. Two men down, and coming up will be Joe Christopher. Joe reaching on the fielder's choice, moving over to third, Frank Thomas, and now the hitter is Joe Christopher. Joe drew a walk his first time up. Out in the bullpen for the Cubs, they have a right-hander, Dave Girard, warming. Here's the pitch. Fastball over, strike one call to Joe Christopher. Cubs lead 4-0. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Day game tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, Ladies' Day as well as Camera Day. Doubleheader on Sunday. Anderson's pitch. Curve that Christopher strided then took. One ball and one strike. Pitching 1-1. Ground ball right back to the mound. Stabbed by Anderson, and he's out of the jam as he throws to first. So the Mets get a threat, but fail to get a run home in their half of the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on. Five innings complete. The score at the Polo Grounds, the Chicago Cubs 4, and the New York Mets nothing. Say, you know, some cigarettes make a hit the first time they come to bat. But through the day, well, they seem to get hotter and drier as you smoke them. If you've been striking out with hot cigarettes or those weak menthols, it's time you made a change. It's time you came up all the way up to cool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool.
Cool menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool.
Bands with cool, you'll feel that extra coolness in your throat. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. So make a real change. Come up to cool. Cool filter kings are cool without filter. Ernie Banks leads off here in the sixth inning, Craig winding. And the pitch to Banks, a drive hit down the left field line going. It is gone for a home run. Ernie Banks lining the ball into the upper deck in left field for his 16th home run of the year. Delphi met the tough blow out in Chicago with a ninth inning home run with two on to tie a game. As just hit a line drive, he had a perfect stroke with that one. Pulled it right down the line and right into the upper deck for a home run, his 16th. Ron Santo takes for a strike on the outside corner. So Ernie Banks, who is really hitting the comeback trail strong, is now fighting his way up among the leaders in home runs. Foul ball, he just got a piece of that one. Strike two. Willie Mays leading the majors in home runs with 21. Orlando Cepeda and Jim Gentile of the Orioles each have 17. And Ernie Banks now has 16. Cubs in front, 5-0. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Wind up in the pitch by Craig. A line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman will have to wait for the ball to carry him off the wall. Fano on his way to second. The throw by Hickman, the slide, save at second with a double. Ron Fano doubles to right field. So the Cubs open up in the sixth inning with an extra base hit barrage. And now before Luke Brock comes up to hit, let's pause for station identification. Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from the Polo Grounds. Sammy Taylor out on the mound now talking to Roger Craig as Ken McKenzie warms up in the bullpen again. Cubs with a 5-0 lead. They have Lou Brock coming up against Craig. Cubs now have a total of 5 runs on 8 hits in the game. Brock, rookie left-hand hitter, 1-for-2 in this one. He singled in the second, later stole second, and scored on a double by Andre Rogers. Ball one outside. Brock hitting 261. Mets have the infield around toward right, figuring Lou Brock is the full hitter. Gil Hodges back rather deep at first. Now Craig eyes the runner, then pitches. A ground ball past the mound toward second. Neal to his right. Charlie's up, throws. Close play, and he's out at first base. Brock running out from under his plastic headgear. And on a close play at first, Brock is out. Moving over to third goes Ron Santo. One man away, that'll bring up Andre Rogers. Rogers doubled to right, driving home a run in the second, and he was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning, so he's 1-for-1. Rogers hitting at 279. And now with the runner on third, one down, the Mets bring the infield in.
Ball one, outside and low. Yankees out on the seventh inning in Cleveland. Cleveland 2, Yankees nothing at the end of 6.5. Right here, we're in the top of the sixth inning. He held up in time on the swing. Ball 2, 2-0. Now, Andre Rogers gets out of the batter's box for a moment to check with Charlie Metro. Metro running the Cubs off the coaching lines at third. Luke Lyon, who was running the Cubs the last time they came into New York, is on the coaching lines at first. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball 3, outside and low, 3-0. Mo Thacker will be up next. Two highest, ball four. That puts runners at the corners with one man down. That's the first walk given up by Craig, and it brings up Mo Thacker. Now Elio Chacon and Charlie Neal drop back to look for a double play. The outfield straight away. Thacker singled to center on a two-strike pitch in the fifth inning. He has one hit and two times up. Husky right-hand batter, hitting at 250. Craig's pitch to him, a swing and a miss, strike one. Two ball clubs that are hot right now meeting in the series in Pittsburgh. Braves 3 and the Pirates 2 at the end of 3.5. Tony Kleininger pitching for the Braves and Earl Francis for the Pirates. Max and I have Jones homered in the first, nobody on. Foul back towards the screen and out of play, strike two. Gil Hodges keeping Andre Rogers close at first. The Mets try and go for two to get out of the inning. Cubs 5 runs on 8 base hits and 1 error. The New York Mets no runs, 1 hit and 1 error. Craig ready. The two-strike pitch. Here comes the runner trying to steal home. Fennel, they've got him hung up. Taylor runs him back. Throws to Mantilla. He drops the ball. Now they throw to Craig, and he's hung up between second and third. Fennel running back toward third. The ball goes to Chacon. He tags him out. Chacon puts the tag on Ron Fennel. Well, there must have been a mix-up on the signs on that one. Craig was out in front on the hitter with a two-strike count. Fano came down the line as though he were trying to steal home, slammed on the brakes about halfway down. Sammy Taylor ran him back towards third and threw the ball to Mantilla. Felix dropped the ball. Then Fano broke for the plate. Craig came over and covered. The ball went to Craig, and as he went back to third, Roger then chased him back towards third, where he pegged to Elio Chacon, who had come over from short, and Elio made the tag. Two men down. No way of knowing exactly what did happen on that, but the count now, one ball and two strikes on Mo Thacker. Fano apparently thought the suicide squeeze was on, despite the fact the count was two strikes because he came far down the line. Strike three, Mo Thacker goes down swinging and the side is out. Side retired in the sixth inning with one run. On the home run by Ernie Banks, his 16th of the year, two hits, no errors, one left on. And now at the end of 5.5 innings, the score, Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets nothing. Well, say, folks, the makers of Cool Cigarettes want you to know how glad they are to be bringing you these ball games this year. They hope you're enjoying the game. And, of course, they hope you're enjoying that cigarette you may be smoking. But if you're not, if the brand you smoke has begun to taste hot and dry, well, it's time you made a change, a real change. It's time you came up to Cool. You know, a lot of smokers have found out this fact. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough,
till you come up to Cool. Know why? It's because Cool's menthol magic actually brightens taste. It's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. So take it from me, fans, I know. Now's the time to come all the way up to Cool. Get Cool Filter Kings or Cool without filter. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. Ashburn is being sent up by Casey Stengel to bat for Roger Craig in the last of the sixth inning. Ken McKenzie continues to warm up in the bullpen. Ken will be coming out to take over in the seventh inning. Richie hitting at 281 on the year. Bob Anderson, big blonde right-hander, winds and pitches, and his blazer is in there. Strike one call. You watch him, you can see what the hitters mean when they say that he throws as hard as anybody. He's powerful. Next pitch. Fastball over, strike two call. In front on the count. The two-strike delivery is in the dirt. He tried to get him to go for a bad breaking pitch. One ball and two strikes. Now the windup and the pitch by Anderson. A foul ball back up against the screen and out of play. Cleveland out without scoring in the seventh inning in Cleveland. They go now into the eighth inning with Cleveland leading 2-0 on a two-run homer by Al Luplo. Bob Turley replaced Ralph Terry in the seventh. Mudcat Grant pitching for Cleveland. In that game in Washington, pitcher Mel Pappas has homered in the seventh, nobody on. The Birds now increase their lead to 6-2. I believe that is the fourth home run of the year for pitcher Mel Pappas. Either his third or his fourth, we'll have to check it. Ground ball slice past the mound. A base hit going into center field. Richie Ashburn is the pinch hitter for Roger Craig. Singles to center. Now Jim Hickman steps in. Jim has been up twice and both times hit the ball hard without getting a base hit. In the first inning, he hit a low line drive that Andre Rogers played on the first hop. In the fourth inning, Brock went back deep into left center field to take his long fly ball. Mets trying to get it rolling now here on the home sixth inning. Curve outside and low. One ball and no strike. Jim hitting at 259. Raleigh Hemus coaching at third. Hickman checking with him now. Cookie Lavagento on the lines at first. Pitch. He bluffs at a bunt. He's taking the pitch. It's over. One ball and one strike. Pitching one and one. Blazer on the outside edge. One ball and two strikes on Jim Hickman. Elio Chacon crossed in the on-deck circle, then Charlie Neal. Mets thus far have been held at two hits by Big Bob Anderson. 1-2 delivery. Curve, he just got a piece of it, a foul ball, coming right straight back on the ground. Richie Ashburn on first, nobody out. Banks a couple of steps off the bag at first. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Bob Anderson threw the fastball by Jim Hickman. For Anderson, his third strikeout. One away now. That brings up Elio Chacon. Elio has been robbed of a hit on a sliding grab in right field by Don Landrum and grounded out second to first, so Elio is hitless in two times up. Chacon batting at 256. And little Elio drew an error on a wide throw in tonight's game. He had gone 95 chances without one. The pitch by Bob Anderson, whacked foul off to the right. He swung late on that fastball. Count strike one on Chacon. Elio, a line drive, tap hitter, chokes up on the handle of the bat, bends slightly from the waist, bluffed at a bunt, let it go, a breaking ball taken, one ball and one strike. Done a very successful pinch hitting job for the Mets this year. Outside and high, it's ball two, 2-1. Pinch hitter, Richie has 6 hits, has drawn 5 walks and 20 appearances. Chacon. Elio chokes up on the bat. A drive in the air to left center field. Cutting over there is Brock. He's in front of it and makes the catch for the out. Elio stung that one, but it stayed up long enough for Brock to go over toward the alley and take. Now there are two away in the last of the sixth inning, and the batter will be Charlie Neal. Charlie 0 for 2 has grounded out second to first and been struck out. Neal hitting at 285 on 5 home runs and 25 runs batted in. Foul ball back into the screen, strike one. 13 games on this homestand, 4 with the Cubs, 4 with the Braves, and 5 with Houston. Starting on Sunday with a doubleheader against Chicago, 4 doubleheaders in 8 days. So for the baseball fans, a lot of real good baseball going for their money. Pitch to Neal. A drive hit high in the air, deep to left field. This one is up. It's back deep. Back to the left fielder, Williams, and he takes it on the warning path right up against the wall in left field. Well hit by Charlie Neal and run down in deep left field. Had that ball been pulled just a little bit more, that was the story. Billy Williams getting a good jump and going back to the warning path for it. So both Elio Chacon and Charlie Neal hit the ball hard without getting a base hit. In the sixth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And now 6 innings complete. The score, Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets nothing. Now we'll have a new pitcher coming in the ballgame for the New York Mets as we go along to the 7th inning. All set to step in and tell you all about it and paint the word picture for you, Lindsey Nelson. Lindsey?
Thanks very much, Bob Murphy. Ken McKenzie is walking in now from the bullpen area. A left-hander coming on in relief of Roger Craig, who pitched 6 innings in which he gave up 5 runs on 8 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1. Now umpire Stan Landis turns his signal to the official scorer that McKenzie is in the ballgame as he arrives at the mound. Here's the announcement. McKenzie will face opposing pitcher Bob Anderson, Don Landrum, and Kenny Hubbs in this top half of the 7th inning upcoming. As Bob Murphy has pointed out, tomorrow will be Ladies' Day and Camera Day as well, and then a big Father's Day Sunday doubleheader on the 17th, day after tomorrow. And we'll have brief ceremonies between games of the doubleheader commemorating Flag Day. Elmont Lodge, number 2008, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks of Elmont, New York, will provide 10 officers from the lodge to participate in the ceremonies, 30 Boy Scouts, 10 Cub Scouts, 20 American flags in the color guard, 20 baton twirlers. And those baton twirlers, by the way, are going to swing into action. They'll perform for approximately 7 minutes. So, come on out on Sunday afternoon to see the Mets and the Cubs. Say, do you know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. But why not find that out for yourself? Enjoy a cold glass of Rheingold right now, along with the game. Bob Anderson comes up to lead off for the Chicago Cubs. Gets a round of applause here at the Polo Grounds as he steps into the batter's box. Swings and misses for strike one. He had a triple the top half of the second inning, which was his first base hit of this season. He drove in a run, a tremendous wallop. Slightly open stance at the plate as McKenzie pitches and swung on and fouled off. Counted strike two now to McKenzie. Or rather to Anderson from McKenzie. Cubs are leading here by a score of 5-0. They're swinging a miss, strike three. Struck him out, so McKenzie gets off with a strikeout. Craig struck out four. McKenzie has struck out one. Total of five for Mets pitching this evening. And leadoff man Don Landrum's coming up. Single lined out and was on an error. It was Landrum who hit the ground ball to Elio Chacon, on which he erred in the top half of the fifth inning. A throwing error. Coming after Chacon had handled 95 chances flawlessly. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. After the Phillies got 10 runs in the bottom of the third, the Cincinnati Reds came back to get 5 runs in the top of the fifth. That game is now 12-5. The Phillies over the Reds. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Back off the big glove of Sammy Taylor. A two-strike count. Again, McKenzie is set to work to Don Landrum. There's a swing and a ground ball. And Chacon can get to it. Tried the backhand, and he goes through into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas up with it, relays it in, and Landrum turns and holds with a single. In the hole between third and short, it's the first hit off McKenzie. Kenny Hubbs is at the plate. Struck out, grounded out, and struck out. Pitch is in there for a called strike. In case you've joined us along the way, the Chicago Cubs got 2 runs in the top half of the second inning when Lou Brock singled, stole second, and then came home on a double by Andre Rogers. Rogers was scored on a triple by Bob Anderson. He's swinging the miss. He's running, and he's hung up, and the throw goes to first, and he goes on to second, and the throw goes out into left field. And Landon is on his way to third. Chacon up with it, fires over to Mantilla, and he's safe at third base. Here is the play. On the pitch, Landon was running. Got out there about halfway, and Taylor makes the throw through to second and held up because Landon stopped right there. And then when the throw went to first base, Landon went to second. Gil Hodges made the tag down there on the bank, but nobody was there. Instead, Landon was going to second. Hodges threw on to second. The ball went out into left field, allowing Landon to go to third. It was retrieved by Chacon, who tried to make the play at third, but not in time. Count is two strikes now to Kenny Hubbs at the plate. And he struck him out. That is the second strikeout for McKenzie. Landon still at third, and Billy Williams coming up. Started tonight as the leading batter in the National League with a batting average of 347. Tonight he is 1-for-3. He's driven in 2 runs. He had a 2-run single in the top half of the 5th inning. Against Hodges, of course, on the throw on Don Landrum. It allowed him to go to third. Kenzie working straight away with the windup and the pitch to Williams. Misses outside for ball. It's 1-1. In Pittsburgh, going to the top half of the 6th inning, the Milwaukee Braves lead the Pittsburgh Pirates. Still 3-2, Tony Cloninger against Earl Francis. Mac Jones home in the 1st inning, and nobody on for the Milwaukee Braves. This swing, and it's a foul ball, a check swing, actually, and it went off into the stands out of play. So it's 1-2 now to Billy Williams. There's action scheduled tonight in the National League in both Los Angeles and San Francisco. The Houston Colts 45. In Los Angeles and the St. Louis Cardinals in San Francisco. Both of those, of course, for a later start this evening. One ball and two strikes to count. The left-hand batter, Billy Williams, holds the bat high at the plate. And here's a swing and tipped it back into the glove. Taylor for a strikeout. So Ken McKenzie gets the side out with no runs. One hit, there was one error and one man left. So at the end of 6.5 innings of play at the Polo Grounds in New York, the score is the Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets nothing. Now let's listen to a trio of your favorite performers.
See Rheingold Extra Dry. It's the talented players. Sing a medley of your favorite songs.
My dear, Rheingold is right. Think of Rheingold whenever you bite. It's not bitter.
Not sweet.
It's the dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold? Rheingold beer.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor treat. Want to try extra dry Rheingold beer?
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer.
Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer.
It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor treat. Want to try extra dry Rheingold beer?
A little late, folks.
We're going now to the bottom half of the 7th inning, and Frank Thomas will be up to lead off for the New York Mets. He'll be followed by Felix Mancilla and Sammy Taylor. The Mets have only 2 base hits this evening off Bob Anderson. A single by Felix Mancilla in the bottom half of the 5th inning, and a pinch single by Richie Ashman in the bottom half of the 6th inning, and that is all. Anderson gave up 1 walk. He walked Joe Christopher. Here's a pitch to Thomas. Far end is a bat out to left field. It's going to be in there for a base hit. It'll be played off the wall by Williams out there. Plays the ricochet. Thomas turns and holds at first base as Williams throw comes into second. A sharp single. Played off the wall by Billy Williams in left field. So Thomas has base hit number 3 for the New York Mets. Off Bob Anderson in his second starting appearance of this baseball season for the Chicago Cubs. He had 25 appearances in relief. And here is Felix Mancilla, got the first base hit of the evening. Off Bob Anderson. And he has 1-for-2 tonight. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter. It misses outside for ball 1. Sammy Taylor. In the on-deck circle for the New York Mets, trying to get something started here in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Mancilla at the plate. Against the Cubs this year, he has been up 15 times. He has six base hits. Bluffs the button, takes the pitch high for ball. It's 2-0 now to Mancia. Into the stretch now as Frank Thomas takes his lead at first base. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike. Mancia was taking all the way. Dave Girard, a right-hander, now throwing in the bullpen for the Chicago Cubs. Dave Girard. Down to 2-1 to Felix Mancia. Here's the pitch. Swung on and has to drive on the right field. He's going to drop in there for a base hit. Frank Thomas moves to second. As the ball is played on one big hop by Don Landrum. Scored as a base hit for Mancia, his second of this evening. That's have runners at first and second, nobody out. Left-hand batter Sammy Taylor coming up. The Chicago Cubs lead by a score of 5-0. But Gil Hodges is now moved into the on-deck circle for the Mets with Taylor at the plate. Mo Thacker is going out to talk to Bob Anderson. In order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Mo Thacker comes back to assume his position behind the plate. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Bob Anderson has the sign. He's into the stretch. And here's the pitch to Sammy Taylor at the plate. A curveball cut out. A ground ball to the right side. Taken by Ernie Banks. He makes the play unassisted. Runners advancing. Thomas to third. And Mancia to second. Slow roller to the right side. Fielded by first baseman Ernie Banks. Who waved Anderson off. Made the play unassisted himself. Gil Hodges coming up with runners at second and third and one man out. Hodges has been up twice tonight without a hit. Fouled out to third and hit into a force play from third to second. Anderson taking his time getting a sign here now. Works straight away with the windup and the pitch to Gil Hodges. Low and away for a ball. A lot of New Yorkers talking it up here now. New York is a summer festival, of course. That's what the signs and banners say. So why don't you find out for yourself? Rediscover New York this summer. It's your city, the city with everything. And the New Yorkers out here this evening are enjoying themselves to the fullest. Here's a pitch to Hodges. He watches in there for a tall strike. It's 1-1. Time has been called for the moment for a conference at the mound with Fred Martin going out to have a word. And that's who it is. He is an emissary of head coach Charlie Metro. Fred Martin just wants to check things out with Anderson. When Metro makes his changes, he does it in person. So this is just a message from the master. And now, coming back to the dugout is Fred Martin. The Mets have reached Bob Anderson for two base hits this inning, as many as they had reached him for in the first six. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Gil Hodges. Swung on a ground ball to the left side, and it is fielded by Rogers deep, and he has no play. A run has scored to the New York Mets. As Rogers had no play, he went deep in the hole. Back end of the ball kept it from going through, and by doing that, saved the run from scoring. But one had already scored, and Hodges is on in first with a base hit, and he'll get a run batted in. It's 5-1. Mike Thomas crossed the plate on the play. Joe Christopher is up here now with runners at the corners and one man out. Christopher walked in the bottom of the third to become the first Met base runner in this ballgame. He was doubled off. Shortly thereafter, here's a pitch low for ball one to Joe Christopher. He grounded out pitcher to first in the bottom half of the fifth inning, so he's nothing for one officially tonight. Felix Mancia is at third base. And Frank Thomas is at first. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to count. 8,983, the official paid attendance here at the Polo Grounds tonight. 8,983. With Ken McKenzie due up next, there is action in the bullpen of the New York Mets. Bob Anderson is set to work. Here's a pitch to Christopher. Low for a ball. It's 3-0. Craig Anderson is throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Right-hander Craig Anderson is warming up. Dave Girard still throwing in the bullpen for the Chicago Cubs. As the action tensions here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. On his lead at first and third, the 3-0 pitch outside, ball four. He walks him and they're loaded up. That is only the second walk given up by Bob Anderson. And now Charlie Mestro is coming out and he's going to the bullpen for Dave Girard. He's not going to wait any longer. He is going to the bullpen right now. Or Dave Girard, and Casey Stengel is going to send up Mara Thornberry. At least Thornberry is up in the on-deck circle swinging bat. But that's all for Anderson. As the bases are loaded, with Mancia at third, Hodges at second, Christopher at first, and this will set up a situation of tying run at the plate. Marv Thornberry has been announced as the batter for McKenzie. Marv Thornberry has been announced. Dave Girard is walking in through the mound. Gil Hodges. It's going to be Rod Keneal. Rod Keneal is coming in to run for Hodges at second base. And Hodges is getting a hand as he comes off the field here at the Polo Grounds. Now to run for Hodges. Anderson is out of the ballgame, Bob Anderson, having pitched 6 1/3 innings in which he gave up one run on 5 hits, struck out 3, and walked 2. But, of course, he is responsible for the 3 men that he is leaving on base, and left-hand batter Marv Thornberry is being sent up as a pinch hitter. In the National League, Houston at Los Angeles tonight to play the Dodgers. Late to start. St. Louis, San Francisco to play the Giants. In the American League, going to the top half of the ninth inning now, the Cleveland Indians lead the New York Yankees by a score of 3-0. Terry started surely in the seventh for the Yanks. Jim Mudgett Grant has come all the way. Al Luplo had a home run, a two-run homer for Cleveland. In the bottom half of the sixth, they've added another run in the bottom half of the eighth to make it 3-0. Luplo was quite a football player at Michigan State, as well as a baseball player at Michigan State during his college days. Going to the top half of the ninth inning in Washington, the Orioles 8 and the Washington Senators 2, homered by Brandt, Hicks, and Pappas in that ballgame. And right here, it is the Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets 1. with Marv Thornberry ready to step in now as Dave Girard has completed his warm-up tosses. Action continuing in the bullpen of the Chicago Cubs. Elston and Hobby. John Elston and Glenn Hobby. Action in the bullpen of the New York Mets. Craig Anderson continues. So Thornberry steps in. Did his first National League home run last night in Houston. A mighty wallop into the right field stand. Check swing ground ball. Fielded by Sally Hemus. The coaching box is third. Strike one count to Thornberry. His home run into the right field bleachers in Houston last night was the first home run ever by a player of a visiting team into that area. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Marv Thornberry taking a rip. The bases are loaded for the New York Mets with one man out. One run in here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Mantilla's at third. Cania running for Hodges at second. Joe Christopher at first. He had called out on strike. He caught him looking. And Thornberry is called out on strike. First strikeout, of course, for Girard. Two away. Base is still loaded. And Jim Hickman's coming up. Hickman grounded out short to first, flies to center, and struck out. It's all over in Cleveland. The Cleveland Indians have shut out the New York Yankees by a score of 3-0. For Cleveland, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. For the Yankees, no runs, only 5 hits and 1 error. Jim Mutt Cat Grant threw the 5-hit shutout. The losing pitcher was Ralph Terry for the New York Yankees. It's to Hickman in there for a called strike. There's a check swing ground ball down the first baseline. Fielded and by Girard, and he tags Hickman on the base pass for the out. So, Jim Hickman has grounded out to the pitcher unassisted, making the play on the base pass. And in the bottom half of the seventh, the New York Mets got 1 run on 3 hits. There were no errors and 3 men left. So at the end of 7 full innings of play in Chicago, the score is the Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets 1. Casey Stengel coming out now to check with Stan Landis on the changes he's going to make. He is leaving Marv Thornberry in the ballgame at first base. So with Hodges having been removed for the pinch runner, Thornberry has come in at first base. He, of course, will have to bat number 9 in the batting order since he batted for McKenzie. Craig Anderson is walking in now from the bullpen. Rod Keneal out of action now, heading for the clubhouse. So Craig Anderson will bat number 7 in the batting order. As he comes on here in relief of Ken McKenzie. Craig Anderson and the announcement of Thornberry. Remember tomorrow afternoon, Ladies' Day and Camera Day here at the Polo Grounds with some valuable prizes to be awarded for the best pictures taken. The period from 12 noon until 12:45 will be utilized for that purpose. You can bring your camera right down in the box seat area, snap away at the ball players who will be beyond the barrier there, and then the pictures will be judged. And also, don't forget Old Timers Day on July 14th. With the theme, the 1951 playoffs for the National League pennant between the then New York Giants and the then Brooklyn Dodgers. Ernie Banks is at the plate for the Chicago Cubs. He hit a home run in the top half of the 16th of the season. That pitch is low for ball. We're in the top half of the 8th inning at the Polo Ground. Through 7, the Cubs have their 5 runs on 9 hits. The Mets have their 1 run on 5 hits. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Anderson sets the deal. That pitch is low and away for a ball. 2-1 now to Ernie Banks. Banks flied to left, grounded out third to first, and hit a home run. As a sidearm pitch, it comes in low for a ball. 3-1 to the ever dangerous Ernie Banks. Trying to feel it there in the on deck circle with Ron Santo. Got a little sting there trying to feel it with the bare hand. It's a full count to Banks. The only players in the major leagues to hit more home runs than Banks this season thus far are Mays, Cepeda, and Jim Gentile. Playing a ground ball to Chacon at shortstop. Up with it. Plays over to Morris Thornberry in time. And Banks has grounded out short to first. Opening up the top half of the 8th inning for the Chicago Cubs. The only team in the history of Major League Baseball to utilize the multiple coach system of no manager as such, but a head coach nominally. And they change from time to time during the course of the season. Here's Ron Santo waiting for a pitch, and he takes it in there for a called strike. Lou Klein was the head coach. El Taffy started the season as the head coach, and he was replaced by Lou Klein. Now Charlie Metro is the head coach. Pitch is low and away for a ball. And if you want to know what happens to ex-head coaches, well, El Taffy, who started the season, is on the active player list as a player coach and as a catcher. Lou Klein is coaching at first base right here tonight. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Santo. In the dirt. It's 2-1. One away and nobody on for the Cubs. Batting here in the top half of the 8th inning. Craig Anderson is the third Met pitcher of the evening. Roger Craig has started. Worked 6 innings. But he gave up 5 runs on 8 hits. Struck out 4 and walked 1. Has a pitch in there for a call strike. It's 2-2 to Ron Santo. Lou Brock is swinging the bats in the on-deck circle for the Cubs. The Cubs came into New York last night. The Mets arrived here from Houston this afternoon. Swinging and a foul ball back onto the screen. Out of play, and the count holds at 2-2 to Ron Santo. Swinging the bat, waggles it a couple of times. Now here's the pitch. Curveball hit in the dirt. So it's out full to Ron Santo. Dan Landis takes this opportunity to brush off the plate. Remember that the Milwaukee Braves will be in here Monday night, Tuesday afternoon, and a doubleheader next Wednesday afternoon. Lots of baseball coming your way. Here's a swing. And a ground ball to shortstop. Chacon left to cut it loose in a hurry. He does. He's out at first base. Ron Santo grounding out. Helio Chacon. Jamar Thornberry. Well, Helio committed a throwing error on Don Landerman top of the 5th tonight. First error he had committed after having handled 95 chances flawlessly. So he started another string here. Lou Brock's coming up. He's 1-for-3. He's singled in the top half of the 2nd inning. Stole 2nd and came home on the double by Andre Rodgers to score the first run of the ballgame. The Cubs are leading here by a score of 5-1. Pitch is outside for ball. Pitch to Brock Swamline and foul. Into the stands and out of play. Baltimore Orioles leading the Washington Senators by a score of 8-2 going to the top half of the ninth inning. Bill Pappas started to come all the way for Baltimore, and Pappas hit a home run tonight. That's number 4 for him for this season. Pitch is low and away to Lou Brock. 2-1. The record for home runs by a pitcher in a single season is 9. It is held by Wes Farrell. Swing and a miss. Here's Brock chasing that one. It's 2-2. Brock walks out of the batter's box, looks around a little bit before he comes back in. Corner, and Craig Anderson comes in to get the Cubs out in order in the top half of the eighth with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of 7.5 innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets 1. No fans, every time I hear somebody say, "You ain't seen nothing yet," I get the feeling that he must be talking about the New York Mets. Here's a young club that's going to make history here in New York, and when I tell you, you ain't tasted nothing yet, well, I know what I'm talking about. Crushing Rheingold. Yes, sir? You don't know how good a beer can be until you've tasted Rheingold Extra Dry. You know, Rheingold has already made history here in New York because it's beer as beer should taste, and dry tells you why. Two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold has a taste all its own. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Why don't you enjoy a glass of Rheingold along with the game? You'll join millions everywhere who say, "My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer." We're going now to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the New York Mets will send up Elio Chacon, Charlie Neal, and Frank Thomas. Cone flies to right, grounded out second to first, flies to center. It's all over in Washington. The Baltimore Orioles have defeated the Washington Senators by a score of 8-3. For Baltimore, 8 runs on 14 hits and no errors. For Washington, 3 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. Milt Pappas all the way to get the victory and added a home run into the bargain. And Don Rudolph was to lose him. To lead by Rippelmeyer in the 6th and Hannon in the 9th. Home runs by Jackie France, Chuck Kemp, Jim Hicks. Chacon waiting for the pitch from Dave Girard, and it's in there for a call, strike one. Girard's a right-hander, goes into the windup. The pitch to Chacon, swung on, and it's into the glove of Lontano. Drops it, picks it up, and throws on to first in time to get Chacon. A line shot, and Santo tried to pick it off his shoe tops, held it momentarily, then dropped it, but picked it up on a very short hop and threw on to Ernie Banks in time to get Elio Chacon. One away, nobody on, and Charlie Neal is coming up. Neal bats number 3 in the batting order. Grounded out second to first, struck out and flied to left. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 1:55 p.m. The game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. It's just tied to Charlie Neal. This is a 13-game homestand starting right here tonight for the New York Mets, which will involve them with the Chicago Cubs, the Milwaukee Braves, and the Houston Colts 45s. And this homestand will end on Sunday, the 24th of June. Girard now into the windup. The pitch swung on. The ground ball is shortstop. Andre Rogers, one-handed, fires on to first to Banks in time for the out. Andre Rogers swung the ball directly in front of him. Gloved it with one hand and flipped it over into his right hand and threw on in time. So they're two away, nobody on, and Frank Thomas is coming up. Off to second was on an error at third base by Ron Santo, and then singled in 7th sharply. Out into left field, the ball was played off the wall by Billy Williams to hold him to a single. It was belted out there. pitcher's in there for a called strike. Dave Girard came on in relief with the bases loaded in the bottom half of the seventh inning and one man out, and he got Thornberry, striking him out, and then got Jim Hickman on a little trickler on the first baseline. As a matter of fact, Girard fielded himself and tagged Hickman out on the base path. Thomas takes the pitch in there, took the stride, and almost started the batter on. Couldn't quite decide to do it, and it's 0-2. The Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets 1 here. Only one home run in the game tonight, and that's by Ernie Banks. Here's a pitch low and away. For Ernie, is our 16th homer of the season. Felix Mantilla is now kneeling in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. As Dave Girard pumps and pitches. Swing and a drive out in the left field for a base hit for Frank Thomas. His second of the night. Billy Williams is up with it, relays it in. Thomas turns and holds at first base with a sharp single to left field. Thomas has been on base three times tonight. Has two clean base hits. Mantilla's coming up now. He's 2-for-3 tonight. New York Mets pecking away at the Chicago Cubs here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Sammy Taylor moves out to the on-deck circle. Girard checks and deals. There's a swing and a miss. It's strike one. On the road trip just completed, manager Casey Stengel decided to stick Cliff Cook in at third base and keep Mantilla on the bench for pinch-hitting duty. Gave Cliff a good run on the road trip, and opening up the homestand, he inserted Mantilla back in there at third base tonight. Pitch to Felix, swung on it. It's a ground ball going up the middle. Andre Rogers up with it. Flipped over to Kenny Evans in time with a force at second that takes him out of the inning. So Mantilla has hit into a force play. If you're scoring, it goes 6-4 from Andre Rogers to Kenny Evans. And in the bottom half of the eighth inning, the New York Mets are out with no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of eight full innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets 1. With 12 more games coming up on this homestand and plenty of baseball continue on through the season, if you'd like to obtain your tickets for a future Met home game, you can order by mail if you'd like, addressing your request to ticket manager, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. Box seats are $3.50 each, reserve seats $2.50 each, enclosed 25 cents additionally for postage and handling. Or you can pick up your tickets at Grand Central Station, the foot of the Vanderbilt Avenue ramp there, or at Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island waiting room there. Or you can make ticket reservations at any of the Howard closed stores in the greater New York area. Smokers, now's the time to get Kool's Menthol Magic. Feel extra coolness in your throat. We'll be going to the top half of the ninth inning, and Andre Rogers will be up to lead off for the Chicago Cubs. This is the man the San Francisco Giants thought was going to be their shortstop only a few short years ago. As a matter of fact, they stuck him in there and said, "You are the shortstop." Front office insisted he was the shortstop, but it didn't quite work out that way. So Andre went then from the Giants to the Milwaukee Braves and on to the Chicago Cubs. Here's the pitch, it's blowing away for a ball. Greg Anderson working in relief for the New York Mets, pitching here in the top half of the ninth inning. That pitch got in there for a call strike. It's 1-1. Looking in for a sign. He has it now. Into the windup, the 1-1 pitch curveball. Low and away. It's 2-1. But going into the top half of the seventh inning in Pittsburgh, the Milwaukee Braves led the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2, but Henry Aaron has just hit a grand slam home run for the Braves, and they continue to bat in the top half of the seventh inning, leading by at least a score of 8-2. Here's a swing and a drive sliced out into right center field for a base hit by Andre Rogers. Christopher Scampers over, up for the ball. He lays it in, and holding it first is Andre Rogers with a single to center field. Sliced that one. Charlie Neal hoped for a backhand chance. Stabbed at it, but couldn't come up with it. And here is Mo Thacker at the plate. Struck out, singled, and struck out. The Cubs 5 and the Mets 1, with the Cubs batting in the top half of the ninth inning. Stepped off the rubber just as Meyer Thornberry at first had started charging in anticipation of a bunt attempt. Now the pitch and the ball is bunted down the first baseline, but a foul ball. Strike one is the count. Right now, while we have a moment, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time now is 28 minutes past 10, and the temperature is 75 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson at the Polo Grounds, and here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed for strike two. Head coach Charlie Metro switching off there. He is giving the signs himself, of course, from the coach's box at third, since he is the head man. Had the bunt out on the first pitch, did not have it out on the second pitch. With a two-strike count now, Craig Anderson's into the stretch. Rogers leaves his first. Here's the pitch. Rogers is running the throw to second base, and he is out at second base. Charlie Neal put the tag on him. Pitch was low, and Charlie Neal put the tag on him, so it's 1-2. To Thacker at the plate as they had Rogers moving. And Sammy Taylor has thrown him out. 2-4 if he's scoring. Second time tonight he has thrown out Rogers. That same way, trying to steal. About Billy Williams in the top of the fifth. It's missing low. It's 2-2 now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dan Landis holding up the count, trying to get it changed on the scoreboard. It happens so very often. Nothing was scored on the scoreboard for the pitch on which Rogers was thrown out. There's a call, strike three. And Thacker is out of there, having struck out for the third time tonight. Two away, nobody on. And Dave Girard is going to bat for himself on behalf of the Chicago Cubs, who lead here by a score of 5-1. Coming on fast near the line, and Hickman makes the catch in fair territory. Umpire Benny Smith coming down the line to cover it, says he took it in fair territory, so Girard is flied out to right field and in the top half of the ninth. The Cubs are down with no runs on one hit, no errors, and none left. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play, the score is Chicago Cubs 5, the New York Mets 1. Now, here's the score on cigarettes. If you figure you're losing out with a brand that's tasting hotter and drier with every smoke, make a real switch. Come all the way up to cool.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool.
Cool menthol magic brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to cool.
Yes, fans, Cool's menthol magic will score every time. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all through the game. Get Cool Filter King or Cool Without Filter. As we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets send up Sammy Taylor. And we'll have to watch to see who they send up following Taylor, with Craig Anderson scheduled to bat there. And he is scheduled to be followed by Joe Christopher. Dave Girard is the pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. In case you have joined us along the way, the Cubs scored 2 runs in the top of the second. They added two more in the top of the fifth and added another in the top of the sixth. That was on Ernie Banks' home run. The New York Mets got their low encounter in the bottom half of the seventh, and that's where we stand, 5-1. It's to the left-hand batter. It's in there for a call strike as Taylor looked it over. Sammy Taylor flying to left, struck out, and grounded out to first base in this ballgame tonight. Waits for the pitch. Swing and a miss. And two to Sammy Taylor. Game time tomorrow at 2 p.m., Ladies' Day, Camera Day, and a Father's Day doubleheader. Swing and a drive foul on the third baseline. Off the bat of Sammy Taylor. Cliff Cook has come out now to the on-deck circle. To bat for Craig Anderson, next up. Going to second base. Kenny Hubb squares it, drops it, picks it up, throws to first, just in time. Barely got him at first base. So Sammy Taylor is out from Kenny Hubb to Ernie Banks. Kenny Hubb had the ball squared, had the glove down, and then came up without it. So he had to go down a second time to pull that ball up and fire on to first in time. Here's Cliff Cook being out. Cliff Cook is a big right-hand batter. As Dave Girard goes into the windup, pitch comes in there for a called strike one, a fastball. The catchers on the Mets squad right now are Sammy Taylor, who is just up there, and Chris Canizzaro, who has rejoined the club from Rochester, and Harry Cheedy has been sent to Jacksonville. Here's a swing and a miss by Cliff Cook. It's strike two. Midnight tonight is the trading deadline in the majors. Pitch is high for ball. It's 1-2. Major league ball players, of course, say that they never make any definite commitments, such as signing leases and that sort of thing, until after June 15th. I was talking to Red Ruffing about that the other day, the Mets pitching coach. He said even in his good years that he never did want to really commit himself until after June 15th. That pitch goes high to Cliff Cook. It's 1-2. Top of the seventh at Pittsburgh, the Milwaukee Braves only got the four runs provided them by Henry Aaron's grand slam home run. The Cook swung on and has a high Baltimore chop that is fielded deep by Girardi. Left to throw on the first in a hurry, and he did in time. A high chop. They got Cliff Cook out of there, and coming up now is Joe Christopher. With 2 men out and nobody on. Christopher has walked twice tonight, otherwise he grounded out, pitch to the first. Dave Girard into the windup. The pitch to Christopher is in there for a call, strike one. Gerard's trying to save this one for Bob Anderson. Anderson does not have a victory yet this season, but he's the pitcher of record in this ballgame for the Cubs. Roger Craig is the pitcher of record for the New York Mets. Pitch is thrown as a ground ball to Kenny Hubbs at second base. Up with it. He throws on the first in time, and the ballgame's over. As Joe Christopher has grounded out from Kenny Hubbs to Ernie Banks. And in the bottom half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets are out with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of the ballgame is the Chicago Cubs 5 and the New York Mets 1. Well, With the National League schedule expanded to 162 games this year, you baseball fans can look forward to a long, enjoyable season. And, of course, you'll need to have plenty of refreshing Rheingold on hand and on ice. You know, Rheingold goes good in any season. You can enjoy it any time because Rheingold has that extra dry flavor that's brisk and bright, clean, clear through. Those two little words that make the big difference in taste, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold has a taste all its own. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way, brewed extra dry for extra enjoyment. So why not settle back with a cool glass of Rheingold extra dry and enjoy it along with every game? You'll join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. But here at the Polo Grounds, the Chicago Cubs have taken the first game of this series from the New York Mets by a score of 5-1. Final totals in the ballgame for the Chicago Cubs, 5 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. For the Mets, 1 run on 6 hits and 2 errors. The winning pitcher, Bob Anderson, who now has won 1 game and lost 4. This is only his second start of this season. And the losing pitcher, Roger Craig of the New York Mets, who now has won 3 and lost 9. There was only one home run in the ballgame. That was hit by Ernie Banks in the top half of the 6th inning. It was his 16th homer of this season. The Chicago Cubs got 2 runs in the top of the 2nd when Lou Brock singled, stole 2nd, and then was scored on a double by Andre Rogers. After Mo Thacker had struck out, Anderson himself tripled Andre Rogers home. That, of course, proved to be enough to win the ballgame. Now, tomorrow afternoon, these two teams will go at it again. Last weekend, the Mets took 3 of 5 from the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs have opened up by taking the opener of this one, but there's still much, much baseball to be played between these two teams. We'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon at 1:55 game time here, 2 p.m., at the Polo Grounds in New York. And that just about wraps up another New York Mets game. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Looking at our schedule once again, we see that the Mets face the Chicago Cubs right here tomorrow afternoon. 1:55, we'll be on the air to bring you all the action. This broadcast came to you through the courtesy of Liebman Breweries, Brooklyn, New York, and the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Fine Cold Rheingold, Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Enjoy a nice cold, ice cold glass of good Rheingold extra dry. Now, this is Lindsey Nelson saying so long for Ralph Kiner, Bob Murphy, our engineer Joe Vernon, our statistician Joe McDonald, and our producer Joe Gallagher, and for Cool Cigarettes. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat when you come up to the menthol magic of cool. This is Lindsey Nelson speaking. Final score once again, Chicago Cubs 5, the New York Mets 1. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.